So step number four of our spam strategy is multiply or multiplication. We want to be able to multiply this effort across the board, across multiple product lines, right? We want to create an email process that can be replicated seamlessly across your entire product line and all your categories. So critical when it comes to any brand and any e-commerce brand, right? You just maybe you sell one style of a product, maybe you sell 100, maybe you sell 1,000, right? You want to be able to replicate this process as many times as possible. And that's what repeat does. That's how the top brands are thinking by using their own kind of version of a spam strategy, where they're focused on, you know, driving the same automation to the same segment that's a fit for it. So for example, if I'm, you know, the guy in the bottom left right here, if I'm looking at brown shoes or I'm in that market of that segment, right? I'm gonna segment them out, personalize it, automate it. If I'm looking at belts, segment, personalize, automate that. If I'm looking at ties, I wanna segment them out, personalize it, and automate it. Gift cards, segment, personalize, automate. Everything here is built at scale, right? So if I'm looking at this product line and I am in the right segment, I'm gonna personalize the email I send to them and I'm gonna automate it. Sometimes you could do this with a browse abandon or a cart abandon or a search abandon, or sometimes not, right? It really depends on what they're looking at and what data point you're bringing in to your email provider. So, but the point is that if you don't have the strategy set out, this will never get done, right? So, and the best part is that this is working smart and not hard. Segmentation, personalization, automation, multiplication. That's kind of what we're focused on here. That is the spam strategy.